So we need, is it two resolutions tonight, Liz, or one?
It's two. The one is for the workday.
And the other one's for the bid.
And the other is right to go out for our RFP.
So resolution, standard workday reporting resolution. Be it resolved that the town of Catskill hereby establishes the following as standard work days for elected officials and report the following day's work to the New York State Retirement and Local Employees Retirement System based on the record of activities maintained and submitted by the officials to the clerk of this body. Do I have to read all of them, or would I just say on file with the town clerk? Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
I'm saying.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. Second resolution for this evening is to go out to bid for the heating system at the highway garage. The town had originally done an RFP, but since it went above our requirements for purchasing, we were going to go out to bid. So I need a resolution to post a bid for a new heating system for the highway garage.
Motion.
Bids due by October 18th, Liz, is that what we decided? So let's have them due by November...
Well, I can do it by the end of the month.
Okay.
For your first November meeting.
All right, so let's have them due by October 28th. Motion?
Motion.
Second.
Or second.
Motion by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Are we setting the parameters on the BTUs for whatever heating system?
Yeah.
Or they're just going there and...
Jack's going to give Liz a list of specs.
Because I know we had...
Multiple different...
Yeah. Okay.
So correspondence, letter from Greene County Veterans Agency, invitation to honor a vet ceremony November 2nd at 10 a.m. at the historic Catskill Point Warehouse. Veteran to be honored this year is Stanley Maltzman. Actually, let me stop here while we're doing correspondence. Just, we posted it on the town website and Facebook, but if anyone's listening, there is a immediate boil water advisory on Weasel Avenue in Leeds.
Why is that bad?
There was a water main break.
Where?
In Leeds.
I think the water main break was on Forest Hill Avenue.
How bad was it?
That's pretty extensive.
They've been working on it for 27 hours. So.
Yeah.
Letter from Young Sommer, RE, regarding the Champlain Hudson Power extended work hours. Letter from New York State EFC regarding acceptance of the engineering services in the amount of $18,000 to Delaware Engineering for the Water Pollution Control Project. Resolution, Greene County awarding bid for abrasives, dry, screened, and washed, used for snow and ice control in the winter. We have no other additional continuing business because we passed the resolution for the highway bid. New business, presentation of the 2025 tentative budget.
In front of you is your
packet. I encourage everyone to read through it before our first budget meeting, which is scheduled for
Monday.
6:15 p.m. here at Town Hall. Next on the agenda, we have a proposal from Dawn Reeves from Combined Insurance. You're on.
Good evening, everyone. How are you? Thank you for your time. Here's just a little folder with some of the things that we're going to be able to offer. A little bit about Combined Insurance. We've been in business for over 100 years. We're all over the United States and in 54 countries. And now Chubb is our parent company, which is the largest insurance company in the world now, and we do payroll deduct. So needless to say, now I'm trying to get into businesses that do payroll deduct. So I'm gonna go through a couple of quick things, like the critical illness right there. That is the first one. It's a lifetime policy. All of these policies are portable. If people move, they retire, they can roll them over to their own checking account with no rate increases. I put the critical illness on top because that happens to be my favorite one. What it does is it pays out lump sums of money. Heart attack, stroke, cancer, multiple sclerosis, organ transplant. And if we can all survive life without cancer, stroke, or heart attack, it's been a great life. So what it does is it actually pays out lump sums, and it pays out three times in your life. So God forbid you have cancer three times or a heart attack or stroke, but this is not a life benefit. You have to live through the heart attack or the stroke. So that's, and the rates are really, really inexpensive on those. The next one is going to be disability. Basically, our disability pays to the age of 72, whether people are working or not. Also, the first time when we go through, even people that currently have cancer or heart conditions, When we go through the first time, even they are eligible, which is really super good. And then we also do the life insurance. It's going to be the whole life insurance. And the rates, basically, on these groups are pretty much 25 to 40% less than AFEX, only because we don't advertise. So the life insurance, the rates are, again, going to be anywhere between 20 and 40% off. As you get older, whole life is very expensive. When it comes through like this, it saves a lot of people a lot of money when they're older, especially if they do have anything that disqualifies them. The first time through, I'll be able to give it to them. And then the last one is the accident policy. It has 45 benefits. All of these pay on or off the job. And it's going to cover dislocations, fractures, in-hospital, ERs, critical care, physical therapy, chiropractor, and it also has built-in life insurance for $20,000. And again, everything is portable, and it's going to go just like anything else with AFBAC. I've been working with, like, Mid-Hudson Cable Vision, Pomodoro's, and their three restaurants. So I've been kind of working the town a little bit, and I figured I'd come here too. Any questions?
No. So you're basically here tonight to see if we'll let you just offer it to our employees. Is that what you're
looking
for?
Absolutely. Like, when you do your open enrollment, if I could just be part of it. And it also kind of gives everybody a chance to pick out their own company as well. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, there are a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences as well.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no, I will. We'll pass your information on to Kirsten, who's in our comptroller's office.
Great.
And she's the one that handles all our insurance issues and everything, so.
She's the one who sent me to you guys.
Excellent.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you,
Bill.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Next on the agenda, I just had Liz put this on here to open up the conversation and thinking about a possibility for definitely wanting to do this next year. The town does the spring cleanup day. Some other towns around us do a spring and a fall. And I really like to look forward to next year and possibly do too, a spring and a fall, just to help everyone get everything cleaned up around before winter. I'm interested to see what the other board members' input is on that.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so.
It makes for a nicer spring.
It'll help with the volume in the springtime, but it'll also help keep the town cleaned up, I think.
Yeah, throughout the winter.
So as we're talking about the budget in the next coming weeks, we can look forward and talk about having two cleanup days.
Sounds great.
And that does it for the agenda. Now we'll open it up. Any public comment from anyone? I just ask that you identify yourself and tell us where you're from.
I'm from Green County, but I'm a journalist.
Oh, welcome. What paper are you with?
The Daily Mail.
Oh, welcome aboard. Nice to have you. And anything from any of the board members?
Nope. I would like to just go into executive session if possible tonight, just to discuss a particular individual.
Okay. Motion.
Any? So a personnel issue?
Yes,
a personnel issue.
Before we go, anything else from any other board members? So on that note, the town board makes a motion to go into executive session by...
Motion.
Go on. Seconded by... JR, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
No, have a great time.
Correct.
Can I just have your names? Because I don't think I know them.
Sure.
Nice to
meet you. I'm Jared Giordano.
Nice to meet you.
Brian Kozlowski.
Nice to meet you. And Juan's going to be go.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
I'll just text you.
You're going to insult.